And our last story this hour, Britain's High Court has ruled that the country's detention policy in Afghanistan is unlawful. Sardar Mohammed is seeking damages from the British government for the violation of his human rights. He's an Afghan farmer who was held on suspicion of being a Taliban commander for 110 days. Mohammed claims he was repeatedly tortured by British forces until he gave a false confession. International Security Assistance Force rules allowed detentions for a maximum of 96 hours, but Britain implemented its own policy in 2009, which allowed longer detention if it was believed a suspect could provide new information. The High Court ruled that the military went, quote, beyond the legal powers available to the UK. Let's go to Washington and talk to Gareth Porter, investigative journalist. Welcome, sir. Mr. Porter, with the British High Court criticising its own country's detention policies in Afghanistan, saying they're unlawful, just how likely will there be any changes in such policies?
Well, I think the court decision certainly would have to impact on the UK military's policy within Afghanistan. Precisely how they will adjust to it, I don't know. But certainly this is a very important decision in terms of the policy of the UK and its handling of prisoners in Afghanistan. And certainly it's one that should be emulated by other NATO partners, specifically the United States, which of course has been primarily the primary foreign military that has taken prisoners during the period which was covered by this case.
And what kind of military objectives could the UK government have followed by such detention policies?
Well, you know, this case involving an Afghan farmer who was picked up and detained on suspicion, as they say, of being a Taliban commander, is part of a much broader pattern in NATO policy during the period from 2005 down to the present, in which the NATO countries were having to make a choice between whether to turn prisoners over to the NDS, the intelligence service of Afghanistan, which was well known as a torture machine, or to continue to hold the prisoners themselves, or to release them. And some of the NATO countries, including the UK, actually had decided not to turn prisoners over to the NDS because they knew that it did, in fact, torture prisoners. On the other hand, the United States and Canada continued to do so, again, knowing that these prisoners were certainly going to be subject to torture. And this case, in fact, involved a decision by the UK military to violate that policy and to, in fact, turn the prisoner over to the NDS. And, in fact, the prisoner did charge, as might be expected, that he was tortured by the NDS quite cruelly. So this is, in fact, as I say, part of a broader policy. And the reason that that NATO was doing this is that they were quite consciously manipulating or using the NDS in those cases where the NDS had the prisoners to get more information, more intelligence from the prisoners. And this was an extremely cynical policy, I must say, that is a great stain on NATO presence in Afghanistan.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Gareth Porter, investigative journalist from Washington. Thanks for your time there, sir.